This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Your checking account could get a nice boost during the day. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning to you. Check your bank accounts. The first round of those $1,400 checks are supposed to clear today for many Americans. Many, but not all. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with some practical info about the federal money. Nova?
David, this is the first wave of payments. Tens of millions of taxpayers will get them today if the IRS has their direct deposit information. The IRS says a vast majority of people will get their payments this way eventually. It's going to take a while to get to everyone who is eligible. Additional batches of payments go out in the coming weeks, either via direct deposit, by mail check, or debit card.
I mean, given indications from the government, some were expecting access to the money before today. What accounts for the lost couple days?
Yeah, there was some initial confusion because the IRS said that it began processing payments on Friday, and people were online Monday wondering where their deposits were. But big banks, notably Wells Fargo and Chase, said they were waiting for the transfers, the actual cash from the government, which wouldn't arrive until today. It wouldn't clear until today. Meanwhile, other institutions credited customers in advance, so it all depended on the bank.
And hey, Nova, remind us about the cutoff for eligibility.
Right. It's a bit tighter than last time. Individual taxpayer income needs to be $75,000 or less, $150,000 for couples. That's to get the full $1,400 check. That's the same as last time, but payments shrink after that, and eligibility is cut off at $80,000 for individuals and $160,000 for couples, and that's a bit lower than before.
Nova, thanks. The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget estimates that this latest round of direct payments adds up to about $400 billion, and retailers are competing to receive some of this as people spend. Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
Consumers are likely to spend this latest round of relief payments quickly, says Matt Kleinschmidt, CEO of the market research company Reach 3 Insights. On people's shopping lists,
things like groceries, household essentials, clothing, footwear, outerwear, etc. So it really is a competition.
A competition that's playing out online, where consumers have been shopping throughout the pandemic, says Sucharita Kodali at Forrester Research.
That's where they expect to see any deals or offers that are there.
And throughout the pandemic, marketing professor Barbara Kahn at the Wharton School says many brands have been focusing on selling products directly to consumers. And that's given those companies a lot of consumer shopping data.
They know what their purchase histories are. They know what their preferences are. And it's much easier to get tailored and personalized messaging.
Kahn says much of that messaging is likely to come from apparel, entertainment, and other industries that have struggled throughout the pandemic. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Every which way on the market here, the Dow future is flat. The S&P future is up 0.2% now. The Nasdaq future down 0.2%. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has data showing Asian Americans are disproportionately hit by long-term unemployment during this pandemic. If you missed that piece in our PM show with Kai Rizdahl yesterday, it can be streamed now at a click of marketplace.org.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing.
and we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The big stimulus includes billions of dollars to keep renters and owners in their homes, but there's no provision to extend the federal eviction moratorium beyond the end of this month. It's unknown how many people have lost housing during the pandemic, although homelessness is tracked annually via what's called the point-in-time count. The federal government won't release the January data till this fall. Kyle Vass reports from West Virginia.
Michelle Massey is an outreach worker in Huntington, West Virginia. Today, she's conducting field interviews with people experiencing homelessness.
How many months would you say in the past 3 years that you've been homeless?
7 months.
HUD requires the point-in-time count for communities to receive funding to combat homelessness. The count has to be done every year during the last 10 days of January and gives HUD an idea of how many people are without a home. But some critics of the count say it's flawed.
Unfortunately, the way the PIT count is designed, it really falls very far short of that goal.
Maria Foscarinas of the National Homelessness Law Center says the count's biggest problem is HUD's definition of homelessness for the count. Foscarinas says that definition doesn't include people who have lost their home and are managing to stay with friends or a family member.
They're sleeping on somebody's kitchen floor, friends and relatives, someone's couch. And they are not counted at all. And this is a much larger number of people and a group of people who are disproportionately likely to be people of color.
And limiting the count to just one day leaves out a lot of people, says Tracy Strickland, who oversees homeless services in Kanawha County, West Virginia.
The point in time is a one-day snapshot. So if you can't find a person experiencing homelessness on that day, they don't get counted.
But Strickland says at the very least, the count encourages workers and volunteers to see what people sleeping outside have to experience every night.
I think it gives awareness to service providers and volunteers looking for people who are sleeping outside.
According to its website, HUD's funding awards are based on communities collecting valid and reliable data during the count. But when asked to clarify exactly how these numbers impact funding decisions, a representative from HUD declined to comment. In Huntington, West Virginia, I'm Kyle Vass for Marketplace.
And then there were none. It is now all three Texas Public Utility Commissioners who've left the job after the power and natural gas disaster last month brought on by cold weather and planning decisions. The Texas governor asked Arthur DeAndrea to leave after the Texas Monthly got recordings of him apparently assuring out-of-state investors that he would protect their profits as he worked against proposals to adjust some of the sky-high bills that occurred amid the power outages. The Texas legislature is currently at loggerheads over repricing those bills. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.